AP News for Friday, December 20th. I'm Ben Thomas. In the House, a major vote on a bill to fund the federal government into the new year.
On this vote, the yeas are 366, the nays 34, one member voting present, two-thirds being in the affirmative. The rules are suspended. The bill is passed.
From there, it headed to the Senate. The bill dropped a debt limit increase, pushing that issue into the new year. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he and President-elect Trump had been in contact.
He knew exactly what we were doing and why, and this is a good outcome for the country. I think he certainly is happy about this outcome as well.
And Johnson says he spoke to Elon Musk as well.
We talked about the extraordinary challenges of this job, and I said, hey, you want to be Speaker of the House? I don't know. He said, this may be the hardest job in the world. I think it is. But we're going to get through this.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I'm glad that the Republican leadership and the Republican colleagues in the House were able to tell Elon Musk he was wrong.
Meantime, the Senate confirmed more federal judges, bringing the total to 235 under President Biden. Schumer again.
We're proud of this milestone, not only because of the number, but because of what it means. It means our bench is now far more balanced in its expertise, experiences, and qualifications.
The Senate also moving to a final vote on a bipartisan bill to boost Social Security payments, eliminating benefits reductions for nearly 3 million who receive pensions because they work in federal, state, and local government or public service jobs like teachers, firefighters, and police officers. A Missouri judge has ruled the state's near-total abortion ban is unenforceable after voters passed a constitutional amendment. Amazon delivery drivers and Starbucks baristas are on strike in a handful of cities, pushing for the companies to negotiate labor contracts. And in Germany, at least 2 dead and 60 hurt after a car drove into a Christmas market in the city of Magdeburg. Officials are calling it an attack and have arrested a suspect. This is AP News. New discoveries about ancient Americans and the creatures they coexisted with. Jennifer King has the story.
Remarkable findings hint that humans in the Americas existed alongside extinct megafauna like mastodons and saber-toothed cats more than 10,000 years earlier than once thought.
My research on giant sloths.
Ty Pansani is a paleontologist who's been working with the Smithsonian to study bony structures from the backs of giant sloths that show signs of being polished, shaped, and pierced.
Something made by humans.
The fossils are taken from a site in central Brazil that dates back 27,000 years. Marian Pacheco says her research finds the pendant-shaped relics were made from fresh bone and are far older than the Clovis points that once set the standard for early American artifacts.
This is the strongest evidence that we have that human and megafauna interacted here in Brazil.
I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.